Just over 5 weeks ago, ABC Local Radio Queensland signed up to give the Queensland Department of Communities, Child Safety and Disability Services a hand. That was to try and provide one Christmas present for every child in foster care this year. With more than 8,000 children living in care, it was a big ask. But ABC radio listeners rose to the challenge. 2 weeks before the end of the appeal, we had enough presents for every foster child in the greater Brisbane area. In recent days, any extra gifts have been transported to kids in care in regional parts of the state. So how did the ABC Kids in Care Christmas appeal begin? We kicked off hearing from those who've had first-hand experience of living in care. Former foster children.
I was in care for 4 years. There was a lot of abuse going on at home, several different types. So when I was 14, I sort of decided that that wasn't really how I wanted to live my life anymore. It was good in the fact that you knew that you were going to get meals every day, you were going to have access to school every day, you know, you weren't going to be abused.
I spent the first 10 years of my life in foster care. I'd spent some time with David and Eve on a respite type arrangement, and I immediately fell in love with them. And they're amazing people, and we had lots of fun, and so after that I asked if I was able to live with them.
We then heard the stories from people that are a special breed, the foster carers.
I've been a foster carer for 6 years this month. I've looked after 13 children over that time, and I've currently got three in my care. I figure if I want to live in a community that cares about everybody in that community, then I needed to be doing something that really kind of showed that, and this is the way I chose to do that.
We've come from a country where there's a lot of troubled children and the children have so little, whereas in Australia we have a lot. We've got a great country, but at the same time there's huge emotional and physical need, and we as a family felt that we needed to make a difference.
I think I would have missed out on having children look up at me and saying, "I love you, Tracy," which is just the most beautiful thing when you have a child in your care and they just sidle up to you and they look up and they just, and their beautiful little faces can say that and express that. I think that's priceless.
We had a family group of six children living with us for 5.5 years. They were part of our family. That was probably the hardest time emotionally for the whole family, is when those children moved on. But we are really lucky. That was 3.5 years ago, and those children are still involved in our life today.
We learnt about kinship care and how it's provided by a person who is a relative, close friend, or a member of the child's community. Kinship carers, John and Anita.
It's comforting for them to know that there's another Indigenous person looking after them, and they seem to have a better connection.
There's so many children out there. There's not enough of us to care for them. Make it happen. Just one child. If everyone can just help one child, they could be going to culturally appropriate families.
But it's not just foster carers who open their hearts. Their biological children do as well.
I was glad that it was someone else joining the family, that they would get to have the same life that we did as my brother and sisters and stuff like that. They would get to have, like, the same happy lifestyle.
What is so great about your lifestyle that you're happy to share it with others?
We're just so loved. I guess that's just it.
It's sometimes nice to have lots of new people to meet and make friends with and, like, pick their clothes and play with them and stuff like that. It's nice to feel that they could have been having, like, a worse life and helping them.
The job of a child safety officer is not easy. We heard the challenges they face.
There possibly is a perception that, you know, we go in and rip kids out of their homes and take them away from their parents. But, you know, I think that in reality it's very, very different. What we really do is try and actually keep children with their families, and I think that's the best place for children to be if they possibly can be. I think that's probably the hardest part of the job, is knowing what's going on for these kids and how sad this must be for them that they actually can't be living with their parents when they desperately want to be.
And then ABC radio listeners swung into action. Day in, day out, adding to the tally of donated Christmas presents.
My present is a game board. It's suitable for both boys and girls from 8 up.
I brought in 6 gift vouchers to a large retailer.
Some art and craft supplies.
I brought in a Thomas the Tank Engine, complete with a track that can be built.
I've bought jigsaw puzzles, and I've got some colouring in sets.
Crazy rubbers and a computer game.
I've bought a Super Soaker water pistol that I think you'd be able to shoot somebody 3 suburbs away, and a cricket set.
A box of colouring pencils and then 2 drawers.